Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. This is where you just show up in Happy Valley on Friday of game weekend. RV sitting there all ready and prepped for you. Stay till Sunday. Don't worry about the hassle of parking at the stadium. A shuttle takes you back and forth. If you're interested, with a couple home games coming up, you call Mark at 800-519-8467. It is quarter number four of our show. That means Andrew P. Shea is back. And even more importantly, we announce our winner from our Ask Ross segment. And our winner is Rich from State College. And Rich was smart enough to ask Ross about candy bars. So
He went back to Halloween.
Okay. He went back to Halloween.
Okay.
And talked about stealing. He quote unquote taxed his kids a few candy bars. So good for you, Rich. If you're happy with yourself because you stole candy from your children, good for you. All right, Andrew. We are talking Penn State Maryland football. Penn State headed down to Maryland. And this is coming off perhaps their ugliest loss last year was to the same Maryland team at home. My first question to you is, earlier in the season when Penn State played Indiana, I truly believe that there was revenge as part of the motivation. That Indiana game a year ago set the spiral downward. How about this Maryland game? After a three-game losing streak, are the Nittany Lions still saying, hey, wait a minute, we owe this team payback from last year?
Yeah, if you're on a three-game losing streak and you have to use that as part of your sort of motivation DNA for this game, you might have a problem. Honestly, I mean, I agree with you about it. The Indiana game was probably a little different because it's just like, they kind of half gave that game away and Indiana kind of half stole it. So that one kind of sticks to you is like, that was kind of a, you know, that was a wrong win. Like the wrong team won. And that day at Beaver Stadium and during COVID year last year, that the right team won because Maryland absolutely shredded them. That just was, you just got gobsmacked. So I don't think you take a gobsmacking and use that as motivation. They just kicked your keister. Now, you're going down to their building where you kicked their keister. So I'm thinking if anybody should be motivated to not get gobsmacked, it kind of should be Maryland because Penn State kind of goes down there and just kind of beats them up like a rag doll. So you've lost three games in a row. So you've got bigger fish to fry. I just don't think revenge should be part of your DNA this week for if you're Penn State. That's just my two cents.
Well, if I'm a Penn State coach, I think I have that game on a loop at the last building.
Especially
this Penn State defense could see how many mistakes they made.
Right.
Missed coverages, missed tackles, bad angles, bad gap coverage, you name it. This Penn State defense, if it's a mistake, they did it a year ago. I'm really intrigued by the whole psychological aspect, the mental preparation for this game. The other part to it, as you alluded to, is you're now coming off three losses in a row. A week ago, they came in, seemed ready to and prepared to play. But now you have three losses. You got to start dealing with players who are thinking about, you know, I don't want to get hurt. I want to get ready for the NFL. Big Ten championship is gone. You know, you're now a three-loss team. You're not even ranked.
Right.
How well motivated will this team be for this game?
Yeah, I still think there's fish to fry out there for Penn State in terms of motivation. Like, you still have four. You can still be a 10-win team, right? Penn State can still be a 10-win football team. Your destiny is still in your hands to a degree. It always is, per se, but you still get to play Michigan. You still get to play college football playoff-ranked Michigan State, right? You still have an opportunity to go to a bowl game. There, you have to figure out how to end a three-game winning streak first. So I think that is the single focus this week is, yeah, okay, we showed up and played well last week. And they did, but you lost. And the reality of it is that gave you a three-game losing streak. What is the next level for us to show up and play well and not have a four-game losing streak? That is literally what the coaches, what the position coaches, what the room meeting should be about is there is what is the next step that each one of you needs to do to help us not make this three-game losing streak a four-game losing streak. And Maryland is the opponent, but the opponent is irrelevant from Penn State's perspective. That's sort of how simple I think Penn State is going to keep it this week because they just played well.
And on another level here, Andrew, James Franklin's got to be concerned about his resume. How's it going to look for those other schools, right?
Right, right. I mean, and these two teams are both in the exact same spot, right, Jimmy? This is a sort of a watershed game for both of these teams. They're both 5-3. They both started really hot, got out of the gates really fast, and then each has run into a wall at 100 miles an hour, and they're trying to, you know, come back out of the pits and get themselves right again. And Maryland won a game, so they're a little better off. But at this point, with these two teams exactly where they are, the way that both their seasons have gone, one of them's taken a huge step forward, and one of them is now in how do we keep this from spiraling completely out of control mode. In other words, 6-3 versus 5-4, there's a big, and they're both at the same spot. So they both enter this game on equal footing. So I think that is a really important component to this week's game.
Let's take a look at the game itself now.
Maryland,
a year ago, Tua's brother lit up Penn State. And again, I'm not even going to try and pronounce the name. We're going with Tua's brother. What are we looking at with Maryland's offense this year?
Yeah, it's all built around him, right? It literally is. They had a stockpile of receivers. They have lost a couple of good ones to injuries, but they still have sort of a decent stockpile of receivers. And Rakeem Jarrett, that guy who shredded Penn State for 144 yards and 2 touchdowns last season, he is still around. The offense is completely built around Talia. He threw for like 400 yards last week against Indiana. He leads the Big Ten in passing yards. His completion percentage is above 70%. This is strength against strength. Penn State's strength is that defense and its secondary against Maryland's strength, which is that quarterback and its wideouts and its passing offense. I will say this, Tua's brother does not like heat in his kitchen. He will throw picks. He will make bad decisions. You make his kitchen hot, he just doesn't function well under it. But given the ability to work in the pocket, shuffle in the pocket, even get out a little bit and run free and survey the field, he will carve you up. But if you can keep him in a little bit boxed in and get some heat in his kitchen, he don't like it at all. And he does not perform well under it either. That is pretty clear. So it is all about what can Penn State do to impact the quarterback and how does their secondary. Oh, hello. How do you like that matchup, Jimmy? Oh, I think Penn State's secondary is the sort of shining star this week. They're going to be under the spotlight. Give me that if you're a Penn State fan.
And it's a much different Penn State defense than it was a year ago. I know a lot of the same people.
Absolutely.
But I don't see this defense making the same mistakes they did a year ago. I don't see the missed tackles, the bad angles, and all of that. Let's go the other way now. When Penn State has the ball, tell me I'm wrong. This, once again, is just all about Sean Clifford because they've shown they can't run the ball. If we get the good, healthy Sean Clifford, they'll put up lots of points, and if they don't, they won't.
So their explosive plays are down. Let's just say that, right? During Sean's injuries and while he's been struggling to be 100% healthy and come back, the big shots are down, right? The chunk plays, or what does James call them? The explosives, right? Their explosives are down more recently as compared to before. But I think it is absolutely 100% about Sean Clifford. It's about Sean Clifford, the wideouts. How can they not make the running game, the white elephant in the room that it is, and actually hurt the offense? And, you know, at what level is the offensive line not going to be just, you know, it's like, what level of crappy are they going to be? Are they going to be really crappy, or are they going to be less than crappy? That's just, I'm sorry, there's no other way to put it about that offensive line. Are they going to be really crappy and have a bad game, or are they going to be not so crappy and kind of not hurt them? So when it comes to the offensive line play, but it's still all about Clifford, shuffling in the pocket, moving, using his experiences and the sixth sense that he has to sort of be able to still find him and deliver the balls. And as long as he's healthy, and he appeared to be healthy last week, there's nothing that says he won't. And Maryland does not have a defense that can slow that down when he is actually playing well. And I don't know if the deep shots will be there either, because I think their secondary, I know their secondary is kind of good, but I still think this defense can be had.
And for Penn State's offense, I think we finally reached a point where the coaching staff has got to be just concede. We can't run the ball. If we do, it's just for show. It's the show that we're willing to, so that the other team has to at least respect the fact that you might run the ball. I think we've reached that point. And I'll be interested to see. I don't think we'll see 8 out of the first 9 offensive snaps running the ball. All right, Andrew, we've got a minute left. It is time for your prediction, your bold prediction. And last I looked from our friends at DraftKings, it was an 11-point spread, Penn State favored.
So I'm focused on Penn State's defense this week. They give up some yards, right? They'll give you some yards, but their red zone efficiency is the best in the country. Heck, they made Ohio State kick 4 field goals last week. I mean, come on. So Maryland might get some, but I don't think they're going to be able to score consistently, and that's going to frustrate them. They have to get pressure on them, and the back end of Penn State's defense hold up. I got Penn State 31, Maryland 17. My bold prediction is Penn State will have more passing yards than Maryland. And Maryland throws the ball to make everything happen, but so does Penn State. So you don't want to admit that as a Penn State fan. You say, wow, that's pretty bold. Not really, because they can't run the ball.
But where it's bold is Tua's brother has been putting up a lot of big numbers. I have it 35-17 Penn State. We both have them covering. Andrew, that is it for the show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.